Well, I'm here today with Flynn O'Brien, who is our boarding captain for 2019 and started at St Catharines in Year 9. Flynn lives and resides in Bright in central Victoria and has been a significant member of our boarding community for the last 4 years. So Flynn, can you talk to us about your journey at St Catharines?
Well, like you said, I started in Year 9 and I had two older sisters at the school. So that helped me a lot when I first came. So my oldest sister was boarding captain Year 12 at the time. And then, so being part of the boarding house definitely helped me sort of kickstart my journey at St Catharines and gain a greater understanding of the ins and outs of St Cath's and all the different co-curricular activities and teachers and things like that. So that was a massive help at the start. And then I went on the Hankton to Highlands program in Year 9, which was a massive turning point because I got to know so many girls in the year level really well over that 2 weeks, and then learned so much about Fijian culture, about myself.
What did you learn? I mean, it was only a 10-day program, the Hankton to Highlands program, mm-hmm. in a village in Fiji.
Yeah.
So with the three different villages, you know, you were in mm-hmm. Sivakoso.
Yeah.
You know, I know that, you know, the trip was quite significant for you. Mm-hmm. And I think you even took your family back there, didn't you?
No, that was it. The Fijians said that. The next year when the school went, they said, yeah, we saw Flynn. But no, that never happened.
I guess that's a bit of a reflection of how significant, I guess, you know, the program was on you, though, and the impact that you had on that community.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, what we see in the Fijian culture is that respect that is shown for their mm-hmm. culture and that you know, I guess that the way that you were immersed into the program.
Yeah, well, it's I kind of went into it with a mentality that I use for anything that I do, really, is that you get out of it what you put into it. So when we had an afternoon off, and yes, we just spent all morning at the school, so everyone was exhausted, everyone was just hanging around, chatting. But then if the Fijians were going down to the river, I was going. Nobody else was going. So whether it was Clint or one of the other teachers, like, yeah, I'll come with you. So I had a lot of time when it was just me and the kids from the community as well, or would come back from a walk. And some of the Fijians were like collecting big sticks to make spears.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I want to do that. Yeah. So I walked back with my stick. Then they taught me how to, they didn't really teach me, they sharpened the end of it and like teaching me how to throw spears kind of thing. Into the bushes,
Every opportunity, and I guess that's what I see in you, Flynn, every opportunity you have for learning, you take that opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, when others might not be as involved, you take that opportunity and go and do extra things.
Really had 10 days there and there's so much to learn. I was up after dark learning different Fijian traditional dances with the girls, and just I would wake up early in the mornings and then cook breakfast with the nets. So it was just so much fun, and you learn so much by just kind of taking that extra step, putting yourself out there, and it was amazing.
Yeah, and I guess it fostered a love of travel and learning that you now have.
Yeah.
And we can talk a little bit about where that's going to go next year a bit later, but it took you an interest in the World Challenge program that took you to Nepal, and then you went on to the French exchange. Do you want to talk a little bit about those?
Well, the Fijian trip wasn't so much, it was more definitely a two-way learning for us and for the Fijian community. The World Challenge was a bit different in the sense that we raised a lot of money fundraising, and then we were actually able to paint classrooms. We hired local people to do electricity and put fans and lights in all the classrooms, and we like digging the foundations of a new library. So that was, and it was a team effort. It was also an individual effort with our own fundraising effort. So I got the support of my local community in Bright. We were doing trivia nights. Like the town crier did a head shave in the middle of town. And we ended up raising about $3,500 in the Bright community that we were then able to put forth to that trip as well. So that was a big thing as well. Yeah, so then going over, that was part of the trip. And then the other half was we did a trek, which was extremely difficult, but so much fun. Again, got to know so many girls in the year above that I didn't really know. And then, and explore another country, another culture. Kathmandu is crazy.
Yeah, it's a pretty, it's a more challenging experience, isn't it? Yeah, going to Nepal. And the World Challenge is probably one of the most challenging opportunities that we have. And, it's great to hear that learning. And for you, that's then taking you on to a French exchange. And you did that quite young.
Yeah, one of the things, like in World Challenge, we organise it all ourselves. So there's that level of independence. But I still wanted something. I was still in a group and it was very all work together, which I loved. But then I sort of wanted more independence, and that's one thing that I always search for. And then I learned a lot in the boarding house, that independence. But then, so it was a mix between wanting that extra independence and then wanting to explore another culture. So I started learning French by distance education at my old school, because they didn't teach the language then. Started up again at St. Cath's. So then, I absolutely love the French language, French culture. And just want to, usually it's the end of year 11, but I didn't really want to wait till year 11. I'm like,
you wanted to go
now.
Year 10.
So I did it subverted to what most girls do. I went to France first and then my exchange came later. But it was the most incredible experience. I was talking to my exchange yesterday because it was her birthday. And then, so I'm seeing her next year, and then I'll go visit her family again. She's like my sister. It was only 5 weeks, but then she came to Shelley for 5 weeks as well. But it was amazing. She's like one of my best friends. And I learned so much about the French culture and the French language. A lot I learned was just confidence, just speak. No, you're not fluent. Yes, you're going to make mistakes, but just speak.
Has that helped you with your French?
Oh, so much, So the confidence was a massive thing, but then kind of having that immersion in France, I'm like, I want to be fluent. You can learn French is a massive one, because I'm really interested in international politics, and it's the first language of the United Nations, so you have to know French to be part of the United Nations, so it kind of opens that door as well. But it's just so much, and you learn so much about the English language through learning French, about tenses and grammar and different components that you might not necessarily learn in your first language.
Yeah, great. I guess, you've reflected a lot on what you've learned through your journey, which is great. How have you found your experiences both in the boarding house and through your exposure at school, through that interconnected year levels, from year 7 all the way through to year 12? And I know the boarding house has been a great place for that.
Well, the boarding house, it can be a challenge, and it is for everyone, which is a thing that you really have to realise. Everyone is so different. Everyone has different interests. And at some point, everyone's going to want to go home. Everyone's going to be sick of it. So there's that level of, she's just really tired. She misses home. Just give her some space. But then being boarding captain really helped me with that sort of sense of interconnectedness, because I'm kind of like that person when there's lots, when there's year sevens or year eights that are homesick, they don't really want to be there. Like, let's just go to walk to Track Village. Like, how are you doing? Do you want to go for a walk around the block? And I did that a bit at the start of the year with some of the year sevens after dinner, and because there's about a 25 minute break between dinner until they have to start studying. Let's just go for a walk around the block. So
you're the big sister.
Yeah. But then such like the younger girls. But when I was in year 9, definitely because I had my two sisters, that helped a lot. But when I was in year 10, my two best friends were year 12s. And then so I did everything with them. So it was kind of hard when they left, really. But so that you don't get that as just a day girl. Like, yeah. You need, and it's, you're so connected to the school. Like, I roll skate around the fountain in the evenings. I've seen Miss Carol leaving her office and I'm just there on my roller skates. At one point,
in your playground, like in your backyard. Yeah,
I know. I was with like blankets, snacks, lying on the courts in like at 10 o'clock at night, stargazing with my friends.
And I've seen you on a Saturday morning just sitting outside the library on those tables in a quiet spot. In the sun.
It's so
not
nice.
It's not on a hot day, but just
you found
your place.
Yeah.
So
it's nice.
Yeah. How do you feel that St. Catharines has assisted in shaping the person that you are today?
Well, I feel like St. Cath's, no matter what your interests are, St. Cath's always supports you. Like, you see girls, and like your achievements are celebrated no matter what they are, whether it's fencing or golf or something. I published my second book in Year 9, and then St. Cath's supported me on that, and they were publishing it on their Facebook page. And I'm like, wow, like every accomplishment, St. Cath's takes kind of the care to kind of show everyone and tell everyone about that. I felt very supported.
Yeah.
But then it was also, they gave opportunities to do absolutely everything, whether it was travelling, whether it was maths competitions. Like, there's competitions in every single subject on every single level, but all different sports. I've been dancing about 20 hours a week.
Before you came.
Yeah, for about 13 years before I came. And I'd never really done any other sports. And within 2 years, I've done soccer, basketball, softball, netball, hockey, diving, things that I never would have had the opportunity to do at home or
So next year you're looking forward to taking the year off from studying, and you're gonna be in France for 6 months, and then did you say you're gonna go to Spain?
I've got a job from January until July, about 1 kilometer out of Paris, so I'm very excited. And then
as an au pair,
so living with a family, and then I've been looking around for some jobs for about 2 or 3 months in Spain. I want to start kickstart learning Spanish. I'll take some Spanish lessons, and then hopefully at uni I'll be able to continue Spanish.
Yeah. What do you want to study?
I want to study PPE, politics, philosophy, economics, with international relations at ANU.
Yeah, right. Lena, it's been so lovely to spend a little bit of time with you and just to, you know, see that maturity and that growth in the time that you've been here, and to see you go off on your significant journey outside those gates of
17. That's the independence.
Change of place, that's right. Yeah. Thank you so much.
No worries at all. Thank you.